Good to go.
We're good to go. All right. Welcome, everyone, to the June 6th Education POC meeting. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Flanagan.
I'm here. Thank you.
Commissioner Smith. Commissioner Stone.
Here.
Commissioner Langille. Commissioner Brown.
Present.
Commissioner Burke. Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. And who's in Tallahassee, please?
In Tallahassee, we have Jim Hammers, Thomas Campbell, Justin Vogel, Mo Madani, and Michael Clark.
All right. First thing on our agenda is to approve the agenda. Does anyone have any changes to the agenda? Not hearing any. Is there a motion and a second?
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Second, Brown.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the meeting agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. And next we have the review and approval of the April 5th, 2019 meeting minutes. Did anyone see anything they thought needed to be changed?
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the April 5th meeting minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The April 5th meeting minutes are approved. We have no pending accreditor applications, so we'll go right on to our new courses. And I see we have two. The first one is course number 933.0, 2017, Florida Advanced Building Code Internet, continuing education course, 1 hour, as provided by At Home Prep, a division of Stratzenberger, and I'm sure I butchered that, college. And the accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael, can you tell us about this course?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a one-hour online course that will familiarize students with significant changes and the corresponding analyses in the Florida Building Code. Specifically, the following areas will be discussed. New definitions, use and occupancy classifications, general building heights and areas, types of construction, fire and smoke protection features, fire protection systems, means of egress, roof assemblies and rooftop structures, and structural design. As a result of an administrative review of this course, it was found that even though an evaluative quiz and answers was included in the course materials, no mention of a method of evaluation was noted in the syllabus. A reference to a method of evaluation should be noted in the syllabus. Otherwise, I found no issues and do recommend approval.
Okay, is the provider on the line?
Ma'am, this is John Farinelli from JC Code Construction Consultants. I was the accreditor. I can't really explain why that got missed, but what I can do is contact the provider and have them redo the syllabus with a method of evaluation shown and send that directly to Mr. Clark, if that would be acceptable to the committee.
Okay, that sounds like that would work. Michael, do you have any problem with accepting that?
No, not at all, Madam Chair. That will be an easy fix. And Madam Chair, if you note, I'm not recommending conditional approval. I am recommending
Correct.
Approval of the course. We've done this before.
Yes.
We have precedent.
Sure. Okay. All right. Is there any other public comment on the course? Does anyone on the PAC have any comments? Go ahead.
Approval, Flanagan, based on Michael's comment, and to get that correct. Thank you.
Second, Brown.
Thank you. We've had a motion and a second for approval of course number 933.0. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 933.0 is approved. And next we have course number 932.0, and this is 2017 Advanced Training Impact Protection under the FPC, and this is provided by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc., and accredited by JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that provides technical information on impact protection requirements, calculating wind loads, product testing requirements under the High Velocity Hurricane Zone Test Protocols volume, the applicable ASTM standards, and interpreting window product approvals as required under the 6th edition Florida Building Code building volume. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comments on the course?
Recommend for approval, Flanagan.
Thank you.
Brown.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 932.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 932 is approved. All right, we have no further courses, so we will move on to the Education Administrator Activity Report.
Madam Chair, the June Education Administrator Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from March 25th, 2019 through May 24th, 2019, including the staffing of the EdPOC meetings and handling inquiries and requests from a variety of sources concerning the FPC education program. Also contained is training funding information for the years 2018-2019. Madam Chair, that concludes the Education Administrator Activity Report.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions or comments from the public or the POC? All right, not hearing any. Does any POC member have a discussion item for today or the future? Anyone from the general public like to comment? Not hearing any. I think we are ready to wrap it up. So can we have a roll call for adjournment, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Flanagan.
Still there. Thank you.
Commissioner Smith. Commissioner Stone.
Yes.
Commissioner Langille. Commissioner Brown.
Present.
Commissioner Burke.
Present.